Blog Talk Radio.
It is what it is. What up, everybody? What up? Welcome back to another episode of Collective Minds Radio. I'm hosting today. This is your host, Mufasa Ra. My co-host, Love Lachey, and brother Kevin are with me. What up, y'all?
What up? Peace. How y'all doing?
Hello, everyone.
Good. What up? Welcome back. This is brother Kev.
Yeah. We back again, y'all. Hopefully everybody's having a beautiful Sunday, and y'all enjoying y'allself. Before we get into our topic, anybody want to make any quick announcements about anything?
I did something I wanted to share with y'all. I came across this video of actually it was a live stream of Farrakhan doing a speech at the Watergate Hotel in D.C. And he was speaking directly to Trump, you know what I'm saying? But it was just a powerful speech. You know how the minister get down as far as, you know, when he speak. And it was just a beautiful speech, you know what I mean? And he was talking directly to Trump. So I just urge y'all to go take a look at that. It's probably online somewhere. But he was speaking a lot of powerful stuff, talking about a lot of prophecy and, you know, about what's going on today. So if y'all get a chance, check that out. It's been at the Farrakhan. He was speaking last week in D.C. Well, you can pull it up online. Do your Googles, baby. But, yeah, it was a good speech.
Well, I missed out on that.
Yeah, you missed it. It was good.
You know, I'm a follower of Farrakhan. You know what I'm saying? So I hate I missed out on that. I'm going to dig back up on that. I got this app, the NOI app. That when I miss stuff like that, I can go back and check their archive. So, yeah, I'm going to check that out.
Yeah.
What about you, Lola K?
Yeah, interesting. I'm sure his speech is normally kind of like an hour too long, right? Like a movie.
Yeah, it was about an hour, I think, an hour and a half or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so what I wouldn't mind doing is checking it out, seeing if it can hold me long enough. Throughout the whole entire thing, because I like to hear him. I've heard him before, and I like to hear him talk. I like Farrakhan. So I'm interested in kind of checking it out and seeing what he got to say. He has some prophecies and stuff. That's always an intriguing thing for me. Right. Yeah. Yeah. I would encourage you to go check it out.
Yeah, I'm on that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, me myself, I ain't got too much popping. Oh, wait a minute, hold on, I'm sorry. Shoot, I forgot. Love to say, did you say you had anything or to add to this?
Well, no, not to that, but I did want to any listeners to encourage you guys to tune in to the new season of Welcome to Sweetie Pines that's featured on the OWN Network. It starts up on the 25th, which is coming up. So I just want to encourage people to kind of tune in to that and support Ms. Robbie Montgomery, one of our St. Louis own natives, give back to the community as well. So that'll be premiering on the 25th on the OWN Network. So check that out.
All right. Yeah, we on the 25th of this month. That's this month, November.
Yes, this month. Coming up, we'll be on the Ricky Smalley Morning Show in the morning. So,
I'm definitely going to support Miss Robbie, you know what I'm saying? That's my baby there. So I'm definitely going to support her and everything she do because, you know, she support me in everything I do. You know, sooner or later, one of these days, you know, we're just going to come on out and let the world know, you know, how we feel about each other. But that's for another show.
So we're going to be cooking that macaroni and cheese together.
Yeah, swimming in it, man. Swimming in it. Feeding me. Now they be feeding people grapes. That, she ain't going to feed me grapes. She going to be feeding me peach cobbler. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, but that's what's up, y'all. Only thing I was going to add was I don't know if y'all saw it. I ran across this video on Facebook somebody sent me where a guy was filming some people throwing away a bunch of food at Walmart. Did y'all see that?
What happened?
No, I didn't
see it. He was at a Walmart. I think it was in I can't think of the location right now, but he was in the back of the Walmart, and they had, like, shopping carts full of food, milk, meat, ham, cakes. I mean, full of food. And he was like, man, what's going on? He actually tried to, you know, grab one of the items and whatnot, and the manager told him he couldn't take nothing. He was like, y'all throwing all this food away. Why come I can't, you know what I'm saying? I can't get it. He looking at the daisy like, this is good food. Why y'all throwing this stuff away? And so they told him that, he couldn't have nothing. So I'm looking at it as, I don't know exactly what they was doing with it. You know, maybe it had something to do with this so-called holiday that's coming up. I don't know what the deal was, but if y'all get a chance, just maybe try to either Google up or look on YouTube where, you know, a guy finds a Walmart throwing away food, and it'll probably come up. But, I mean, it was food everywhere. Shopping carts full of food, so.
And you won't sell no food. Wow. It's a sad thing, but unfortunately, the law don't allow them to give it away either. So it's unfortunate that's the case. They will have to throw it away versus giving it away because they say lawsuits and stuff. People may say they got sick. You know, it's sad.
Yeah, it's straight up ignorant. But, yeah, that's something else we'll have to dive into, too. But, let's get off into go ahead. You want to say something else?
Real thing, too, while we're on the subject of that, because I think one thing that Bread Company does, which I think is a great thing, because they can't give it away. What they do, they have where you can just go there. Only one location here in St. Louis and Clayton. You can go there and give whatever you can, and just get a meal. You know, they just ask for donations. I don't know if you guys know that, but if you're in the Clayton area, you don't have much money, you have kids or whatever, you can just go there and order some food and just give a donation.
What store is this?
Bread Company in Clayton, in St. Louis. Clayton, Missouri.
Oh, okay. I'm going to look in there. I know somebody that worked there, so I'm going to have to check in today.
Yeah, check into it.
Yeah. We'll do. All right, y'all. Well, if y'all didn't know, any listeners that's out there, if y'all didn't know what today's topic was going to be about, today we want to dive into Thanksgiving. And the question is, do you celebrate Thanksgiving? You know, why or why not? And what does it mean to you? So if you celebrate it, we want to know why. If you don't celebrate it, we want to know why. You know, let's go into this because, you know, me, myself, I don't partake in Thanksgiving. But, you know, to each his own. Everybody got their own opinion about this, so-called holiday. So, you know, I'm going to ask my co-host, I'm going to ask you first, Lola, to say, do you celebrate Thanksgiving?
Well, for me, it's not so much of a celebration. Celebrate something that, to me, I would be saying that I am excited and ecstatic, and I'm in a celebrating type of a mood. So I wouldn't necessarily say that I celebrate it in that sense. Unfortunately, just because we in the society that we're in, some things, you know, I benefit from the fact that others celebrate it. When it comes to days off, things like that, although I can't even say that I'm okay with that because I'm a little bit weird when it comes to that. I don't look forward to weekends. I like work weeks because it stops my work progress. So even when it comes to even those types of benefits to, holidays such as Thanksgiving, I'm not okay with that. I do look forward to the food. I can't, you know, say that I don't. I look forward to the food and just having opportunities to be around, you know, family and friends and things like that. But I do look forward to the food. But I can eat food any day, which I do. So I don't even just have to necessarily do it. But Thanksgiving was just, like I said, with the way that society is structured, there's this certain, you know, traditions that do follow when it comes to food, turkey, which I don't really do the turkey either, though. I like the sides, you know, but I do look forward to the food and then just being with family and friends. So that's about it for me. I don't really celebrate it to the degree in which our society does it.
Do you try to prepare, you know, a so-called Thanksgiving dinner yourself? Is that something that you really, like, look forward to doing yourself?
No, I just look forward to eating.
Okay. All right. So it ain't a big thing for you at your household to say, like, look, I'm going to prepare a Thanksgiving dinner.
No.
And you got turkeys and all types of decorations all in your house.
And another thing, because I go to my mom's house traditionally, I'm a cousin house, but more than likely my mom. But if she decides to not cook one Thanksgiving, I'm not going to pout about it. I'll be fine. It's just
right,
like her decided not to cook
Sunday
dinner.
True that. What about you, Brother Kev? Yeah. Do you partake in Thanksgiving? Do you celebrate?
Yeah, I mean, right. The word celebrate, I'm kind of basically go echo what Love Lachey just said, because when you talk about celebrate, you know, what does that actually mean? Like, if you mean, do I still eat? Do I still, you know, go over family house or, you know, get together with the family? Yeah, I do those things because, you know, that's how we was raised here in American culture. We was raised, you know, everybody's off. We going over somebody's house to eat. You know, this Thanksgiving, I never really got into the meaning until, you know, you start to get a little older. But as a kid, you grew up, quote unquote, celebrating Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying? And that's just how it was. So with that tradition being laid down, and even though I'm, you know, quote unquote, aware and conscious of what Thanksgiving was, I still want to get with my family, still want to go to my mom's house, still want to eat and do all those things just because that was just part of, you know, part of our tradition. So I wouldn't necessarily say I'm celebrating Thanksgiving as much as I'm just going around family, having a meal, breaking bread, talking, you know, doing the type of stuff we do now.
Yeah, taking advantage of the food.
Right, exactly. So, but yeah, you know, if you want to get into the history and what was going on, like, we do know, you know, when Columbus came across, or it wasn't really a Thanksgiving as far as how the natives was treated, you know what I mean, as far as the genocide and them coming over with blankets and smallpox and all this type of stuff, diseases. And so, you know, we could dive into that. But like I say, I'm still not go over my family house just on the strength that I'm conscious and aware of what what really happened just during Thanksgiving, or, you know, when the Pilgrims and the Indians met up, you know what I'm saying? So I'm still not going to stop from hanging with the fam and doing that, but I wouldn't necessarily say that that's celebrating Thanksgiving, you know what I'm saying? But then on the other side, there's also other side, because it is a good time to be thankful for something, you know what I'm saying? Regardless of what they say the meaning is, it is a good time to reflect and be thankful for family, be thankful for things. You know, you should do that throughout the year, but it is a good time, you know, if you've been slacking, just to count your blessings and see, you know, and be grateful and thankful for the things, you know, that you do have. So that's another thing, you know. So it depends on how different people want to look at it, you know.
I'm with that
to, you know, what y'all are saying to a certain degree, but I gotta tell y'all, for the most part, me myself, I try not to partake in what they call getting together on Thanksgiving Day. You know, now I ain't gonna lie. If I know somebody cooking and I can beg for a little food, hey, I will eat that food. Now I ain't gonna front. But
fact.
But me just like, but me like coming together and sitting down with my family, I ain't gonna lie, y'all. I really try my best to avoid doing that because I feel like when I do that, I'm kind of like, I am partaking in what they call Thanksgiving. You know, I would love to see if we could change the day or do this, like y'all were saying, like on once a Sunday or at any other time of the year. But when I come and I sit down with my family on what's so-called the Thanksgiving holiday, it just do something to my spirit, you know, and I can feel the pain of, you know, what the Native American people went through and what they still going through. I mean, instead of calling it Thanksgiving, it ought to be called Thanks-taking. You know what I'm saying? You come and take a people's land, you take everything they had. You know, and it's just a shame that we can celebrate such a thing or they can even have a holiday like that when they're celebrating taking a people's land from them. You know, like I look at the dollar bill on the back of it and they got that eagle clutching those arrows. And that just straight up show you that they still, you know, loving the fact that how they just took over and dominated a group of people. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, you know, short, I'm just saying, I just have a hard time sitting down with family during this particular time of the year because I know in the back of my mind and my subconscious that it's Thanksgiving that we're doing this. You got all these turkeys out. And, you know, my opinion, the turkeys represent Indian chiefs with all the feathers and stuff. You know, so the whole aura of it just don't sit well with me. You know, I got people in my family of Native American descent. And it's just not a good feel for me when I do it. You know, but I understand where y'all coming from. Like, it's a tradition that we've had where you sit down and you kick it with your family and enjoy, you know, spending time with your family, but at the same time, feel like it's a trick, you know, for us to do it. We just get comfortable with like, well, hey, let's not look at this Thanksgiving. Let's just say we're spending time. We getting to be with our family and all that. So it's like a cop-out for me. It's an excuse. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's not,
so
you know what? That's
I don't like doing it.
That's why I was, you know, when I mentioned tradition, I don't feel in my spirit that I'm told to do it because of tradition either, though. Because, like I was saying, even if my mom didn't cook, if nobody cooked on Thanksgiving, I'm not going to be sour about it at all. I'll be fine.
Right.
I don't expect it or nothing like that. It's just that other people, you know, who may not have the same attitude or mentality as I do, chooses to cook. So if my mom chooses to cook, I'm just going to go over there and eat. Because I would eat if it was a Monday, if it was a Tuesday. For me, I'm not eating because it's Thanksgiving. I'm just eating because I like cooking, and she chooses to cook. But if she decides, or if people around me decide not to do it, I would be fine. I would be totally fine about it. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that we tend to spend a lot of time eating dinner at my mom's house anyway, even outside of holidays. So it's a natural occurrence for us. You know, so it's no big deal whether she decides to shoot. She cooks so much Thanksgiving, she may not even feel like it's Thanksgiving. So I don't expect it. I don't call my mom on Thanksgiving.
So basically, you're saying you don't celebrate. But well, right, basically you are saying that you don't, you really don't celebrate it.
Well, not in a mental way. I don't celebrate in a mental way because I don't call my mom like, "What you making for Thanksgiving? What are we doing? What's going on?" I can care less. For me, it's another day. It's just that because we are family, she tells me what she's cooking. I'm her daughter. And I'm like, "Oh, I'm going to come over and eat. You know, this is more for me, just food. You know, she can have a pizza."
Mm-hmm. Right.
So let me ask y'all this. You know, and by saying that, Love and Shade, so is it a particular reason for you why you really don't care if, you know, if you get it or you don't, if you do it or not? Is it something about when they use the term Thanksgiving that it bothers you also? That is that why you really don't really care about if we're doing Thanksgiving dinner or not? Does that term bother you, Thanksgiving?
Well, I will be honest to say that that term does not have an effect on me. However, I take the same approach with most holidays. I don't look at holidays as just, to me, they're just regular days. By default, I do, like I was saying earlier, by default, I do get caught up within it in some ways because I'm still within society. But for me, it's no big deal. I don't feel differently. I don't have, like, the Christmas spirit, the holiday spirit. I don't catch any of that. It's like a regular day for me. If my mom cooks on those holidays, that's fine. If she don't, that's fine. I'm just going to enjoy the food anyway. And that can be any time, any day. As far as holidays for me, I try not to get too entangled with holidays because I don't really necessarily think that they hold a lot of weight. Even whatever they represent, for me personally, and I'm only speaking for myself because I'm sure there'll be a lot of people that would disagree with me, but for me personally, holidays don't hold a whole lot of weight to me because, first off, they were created before me. Half that stuff can be distorted, tanked. And I ain't got time to be trying to decipher what happened, what didn't happen. I wasn't there, and I don't have time to try to decipher it. They just don't have a lot of weight to me, so they don't have much effect on my spirit. So I'm a pleasant person all year round. At least I strive to be a pleasant person all year round. It has nothing to do with a holiday because I think they're kind of, they don't mean that much. Mm-hmm. Holidays to me is just made up.
So same question to you, Brother Kev. Is it the same thing for you that you, like you say, even though you do go to your mother's house and have dinner and stuff, but do you try to take it into your mind that I'm not celebrating Thanksgiving? Does that word Thanksgiving have an effect on you, negatively or positively, either way?
It don't really have an effect like that. What I would say is, based on, you know, we know the true meaning and basically on the based on information, how it kind of went down, how genocide happened and how, you know, things was taken over. So in that aspect, I guess you could say it has a negative kind of connotation in my mind because I see how it was done, you know, how the land was conquered and everything was taken over. But again, that's not going to stop me from going over my mom's house, getting something to eat, going over, you know, family house, in-laws to get something to eat. Like, that's still not going to stop that, even though we know the real, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I think Love Lachey was just making some good points. The thing is, I don't think, you know, no matter how woke or how conscious you are, in some ways, you still kind of attach to American society and American culture. You know what I'm saying? Because we all kind of grew up on this stuff, and we didn't know. You know, we just came into a lot of us may have came into consciousness late and being aware and trying to figure out everything that's going on. So a lot of our habits and traditions that we did when we were young and coming up and
you know, just doing family things or whatever based on American society, we still kind of hold on to those. And then, like I say, it's only a few conscious people. Like, we know within our family, everybody's not woke and aware of, you know, the history of this country and even the holidays. You know what I'm saying? A lot of our family is not, they not aware of it like that, you know. So it's just an opportunity, like I say, to get with family and eat some food, bottom line. And like Love Lachey say, if my mom's didn't cook, it would still be no big deal. I would probably still, you know, just go over there just because, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is just what we do, so.
Y'all know y'all gonna want that. Y'all know y'all have a fit if mama didn't make that turkey. Don't front.
Nah.
I'm just
right.
I'm just messing with you.
Nah, it wouldn't be no big deal. Actually, I mean, she could do a seafood dinner, some pizza. Like, it could be anything for real. You know what I mean? Yeah. Typically, if she say she cooking, me and my fam mm-hmm. coming through. Like, because
I'm being honest
problem.
With y'all. I'm out of, you know, I'm going to say out of all the holidays, me personally, it seems like this is a struggle for most conscious-minded people this holiday here. Out of all of them, because, mm-hmm. like you say, this is the time where family get together, all that good eating be going on. So this particular holiday is a big test for conscious-minded people. I know a lot of conscious-minded people that break and say, look, you know, I'm going over here and eat this turkey, some of these chitlins, you know. Or
oh, chitlins? Oh, no. I wouldn't recommend that. I wouldn't recommend no chitlins. Woo!
Yeah, but on the real, I know that even though, like you say, now that we know what the holiday is about, and we really deep down don't agree with it, but it's still a struggle for a lot of conscious-minded people to not partake in it, because so many of our families still, you know, still do the get-together, and they still enjoy that so-called holiday. So you don't want to be astray, you know, from your family. So
right,
know
this is what I'm saying. Yeah, it's a difficult time, like I said, because a lot, like, the conscious people who are aware of conscious is like 0.10%, you know what I'm saying, 0.01% of the actual total number of people. So you got to think, a lot of, like I say, a lot of our family is, you know, most maybe Christians, we may have some Muslims or whatever, Hebrews, but these holidays come up, and this is what people celebrate. And, you know, people don't want to let go of these holidays. They see these commercials, they TV, they got kids, they're exposing them to all these different things. So, you know, when Thanksgiving and Christmas roll around, it is a test, you know, especially if you're aware and understand how these holidays are set up. You know, it's a test. But then you don't want to, again, not congregate and get with your family just on the strength of some, you know, some mess that they created and attached to a holiday. Actually, and if you look at holidays, like a lot of these holidays are attached to different time periods, like the winter solstice, and, you know, you got Easter for the spring equinox and all these other things that be going down. Like, they have set up these holidays in this certain times when there's like ripe energy when they setting these holidays up. So you could even, you know, if you was on your metaphysical stuff, you can tap into these energies of these holidays that they have set up and try to, you know, do some good for yourself. You know what I mean? On some mm-hmm. on some meditating type of, you know, calming down, because everybody go be busy running around. If you can find a calm space during all this time to, you know, kind of get your mind right, that could be an advantage to you. Because these, like I say, these holidays are set up during certain times of the year to get, you know, a certain type of feeling, certain type of energy. So,
yeah, and also,
you know,
I mean, look at the income that gets generated. I mean, that's another thing,
fact,
too. Like, all these turkeys that's getting slaughtered.
Right.
You know, me just right. being someone that I try to be in tune with nature and try to care about life. And I just trip off how with this holiday, all these turkeys just getting just bred and raised and then slaughtered just for this particular holiday. I know it's other holidays right. the same way, but because we're talking about Thanksgiving, so that's why I'm bringing up the fact of all these turkeys. I mean, y'all, it's almost like history repeating itself, you know what I'm saying?
We're right,
going back
right. This
slaughtering
is
out a group of people, and now they're just using the turkey as the symbol for the people. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
I be
right.
tripping off of stuff like that.
Yeah, I feel you. I think actually a lot of that these turkeys and chickens nowadays, these stuff is clones, man. It's like they cloning these foods, and this is how so much food. Like I say, just look at the amount of food. Like you talked about, Walmart was throwing food away. Just think, just count, and we're in the St. Louis area. We got how many Walmarts? Those are stacked with foods. We got a grocery chain called Snooks. Think all the Snooks in the areas, all the Shopping Saves. Look at how the amount of food that these places have just combined. And then that ain't even including the restaurants. Then you got to count the restaurants and their food. And this is just one city. And this is throughout the entire country, all these places that have these food stocked up. And when you look at a time like Thanksgiving and all the food that's about to, like you say, the turkeys that's about to be slaughtered, man, this food is cloned, my dude. Like, all this food is cloned because it's just way, it's just too much food. It's just way too much food. And they genetically modifying this food. They're cloning these turkeys and chickens. That way they can get them out in mass numbers. Because it's a shame. Like, they got to give away food. Like you said earlier at the Walmart, like, they throwing, not giving it away, I'm sorry. They throwing food away. Like, there's just an abundance of food. And
well,
we do know,
good.
You
that's
know,
be,
yeah,
uh,
your food is your health, man.
Yeah, that's still to be. I don't know. I'm not sure if they was like throwing it away to like throw it in the trash. And we still got to investigate that. I mean, they may have been
right.
shipping it off somewhere. I don't know. So I ain't gonna say just yet that
true,
they were
true.
Throwing in the trash. But yeah, but
right,
I feel
okay.
you on that though. You 100% true, right on that. You know, so
you know, a lot
I got.
Of
I got.
Usually, it wouldn't be too far fetched. More than likely, they probably were throwing it away because that's normally what they do.
Yeah,
they
I know restaurants do that.
But what they normally do.
Right.
Yeah, only part that I didn't understand was why they were separating it. They had it all like, you know, they were separating it into, you know, you got the hams and the milks and the cakes. They were separating
because,
it. So, but.
Because they probably had to take, that's probably just how they method was to take inventory. So they do have to still keep track of what was thrown away for IRS purposes and things like that. So it could have been just a method of them having a structure, organized structure for, that purpose. That could have been one way of why.
Right, And the other part of Thanksgiving, too, is the economics. You dig what I'm saying? Like, we know we live in a quote-unquote capitalist society, everything about the dollar. So with Thanksgiving, the next day, welcome after Thanksgiving, that's that Black Friday where people be scrambling, they quote-unquote got deals, and this is for the businesses to get out the red. You know what I'm saying? Like, if your business has been slow all year, you have a Black Friday sale, you know, get everything cleaned up, and then your books go into the black. You know, you go from red and debt to the black, you know what I'm saying? So that's another big part of this, these whole holidays is to get funds and make people consumers, period. Make you spend up your money to be a consumer and buy things that you don't need to impress people that you don't even know or like. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But this is the game that they got us in. But I'm glad now. I've been hearing, like, it's been picking up the last few years. People are actually talking about boycotting on Black Friday. You know what I mean? So what all that entails, I don't know. I do know that the last few years the economy has been getting hit. We've seen, like, stores close and, you know, all these other type of things happen. So a lot of retail is kind of getting hit, you know, based on this time of year, and a lot of people, especially black people, are boycotting and saving their money, only get, you know, not being overboard, just getting some stuff that you may need, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And not just, yeah, just overdoing it, so, you know.
And I was hey, doing y'all think something, too. Why?
Go ahead,
Lil' Sam. Well, I also want to add something, too. I think a lot of it, not a lot of it, in every case, you got to realize that a lot of the things that we do and don't do is mental, you know, how you do things. So it's a mentality, too. I also like to think that it's a mentality because you can go to, just because it's Thanksgiving, I understand what happened and the things that you were saying, Mufasa, but you're still going to have to eat that damn thing. I mean, you can choose to fast. Don't get me wrong. You can choose to fast.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and just in honor of what happened, you know, you can do that, but there's still a mentality. There's still a mentality. So if a person, like, say what I was saying and Brother Kevin was saying, hey, it's not about the tradition of Thanksgiving for me, pardon, I'm speaking for myself. It's not about the tradition of Thanksgiving and what Thanksgiving stands for and all those things for me that I choose to go to my mom's house and eat. I'm going over there because she said she cooked.
But are y'all getting together on Thursday or are y'all getting together on Sunday?
To be quite honest, Mufasa, I don't know. I would assume it's Thursday.
Okay, because see, that's what I'm saying. Like,
that's the day that people have off. That's what I was saying. By default, to a degree, most when you're in this society, by default, you already kind of get somewhat in a sense because if you work, say for instance, are you going to go to work on Thanksgiving, Mufasa?
No, I ain't going to work.
So that's what I'm saying.
But see, here's the difference for me, though, is when you get together with family and sit down, and like when you congregate on that day, you know, I mean, I'm taking off, but I just can't congregate with people on that day because that's what gives me the feeling like
But you would do that any other day, right?
Holiday.
But you would do that any other day, right?
Right, but it's nothing. Yes,
that's
what I'm saying. We're going
to
do it. Let's do it on another day. Why do we have to do it on that Thursday?
But why do your mind have to say you're doing it because it's Thanksgiving? If you, just say for instance, if you say if you got sick with the flu tomorrow when you didn't go to work, and your mama called and say, "Hey, I'm cooking," and you just went over there to eat. You just went over there. You ain't at work. You don't have to go to work. But you just went over there to eat. I mean, why can't it? What's wrong with that mentality being that I'm not going over here to celebrate what society says Thanksgiving is about? I'm off. My mama cooked.
Right.
I'm going to go get me something to eat and go home, go to sleep. I'll sit watch the football game.
Yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying, but we all know it's a different. It's one thing to just go and eat. But we know the difference of going over mama house on a Thursday and seeing a big old spread. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like we finna go over there and just get a bowl of spaghetti and roll out. We talking about people got whole spreads laid out on that day. You know what I'm saying? You got people from out of town coming in, all these folks sitting around talking and hee-hee and ha-ha. And we know that Thursday is so-called Thanksgiving holiday. Now, I can see if you do it on a Saturday or a Sunday, you know what I'm saying? I can get that. I give you a pass on that, but it's just like I say, for me, I can't congregate on that day because I know what that day is set up for. You know, before we go any further, let's check the phone line.
Let's
take a caller.
Yes, let's take a caller. Caller 314-283-299.
Caller,
there.
Can you hear me?
Peace,
Caller. Peace. Yeah, can you hear me?
Hey, how you doing, brother? We can hear you.
Hey, what's up now?
What's good? We want to see if do you celebrate Thanksgiving? If you do, tell us why you celebrate. If you don't, tell us why you don't celebrate.
Well, I do not celebrate Thanksgiving, but I used to.
Oh, your phone chopping up a little bit.
You're kind of breaking up, Colin.
Yeah, can you hear me?
There you go.
Yeah, loud and clear.
Yeah, I was saying I used to, but like 5 years ago, I got away from celebrating, you know, Thanksgiving. Because when you get in more depth to it, you know what the celebration is about. You know what I'm saying? Plus, it's a commercialized, you know, holiday. And people that don't celebrate it, because for that day, to them, that's a day of mourning. The loss and the slaughter of their people.
That's a good point. We hadn't touched on that.
Now, that's one of the reasons I don't celebrate it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like I said, one thing about a day of celebration, I mean, they can do that on any day, but that's such a commercialized and a historic day of mourning that I don't even, you know, I don't touch mess with it at all.
Wow. You know, I say, you brought up a good point with that saying day of mourning. I didn't think of it like that, but that could be just for myself why it's always been bittersweet for me throughout the years, even when I have went to family's house. You know, one half of me feels I'm enjoying being with my family, but it's always been something deep inside of me like I don't like this. This don't feel right to me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. So,
let me ask you this, Kyle.
So, do you get invites from your family, you know, moms, dad, aunties? Like, do you tell them off the break that, you know, you tell them why you can't make it, or do you just get a plate to go? Or how you maneuver when your family invites you over for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, they on it, you know, but they'll still ask, but I let them know that I can't make it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
You breaking up, Carl.
Like,
hold up.
Yeah.
Yeah, say that over because you broke up.
I just said, usually I just inform them once again why I don't celebrate. They would invite me. It's nice. Pretty much stay at home and chill out. But they understand why I don't celebrate.
Okay. All right.
Do you let them? So if somebody bring you a plate on that day, a plate of food. Do you eat the plate, or do you don't? How do you handle that?
They don't have to bring me that. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you go all. He pretty much go all out. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I'm trying to get to that same point myself. And that's been my difficulty. Like I said. When I know that food out there, you know what I'm saying, it'd be hard for me to turn down that food, you know, because like y'all say, you do eat anyway, and it do be hard, but for me, the biggest part is just congregating on that day that I just can't do. It just don't feel right for me, to my spirit.
Right, I got you. So it's just, okay, let me get this straight. So it's just that day. So if your family was like, we not gonna do it, we not gonna celebrate on that Thursday, we gonna wait till Friday, that'll be cool.
Yeah, if they said, and here's the trick to it though now. If you tell
all
me
right.
Friday we celebrating Thanksgiving, then
you
I
ain't
feel,
with it.
I ain't with it. No, I'm not with
right,
it.
Right, gotcha.
But if you were to tell me Friday we having to get together, you know what I'm saying? Just to get together, just family coming together. I'm cool
right.
with that. Let's do it.
Okay, gotcha.
But
gotcha.
If you tell me it's for Thanksgiving, I'm going to feel a certain type of way. You know,
gotcha.
I just don't want to be a part of celebrating, like the caller said, day of mourning or a day that people were slaughtered or going, you know, went through some stuff. You know, it just don't feel right, like I say, to my spirit, y'all.
And I want to add something to that, because everybody's making some the caller mentioned the day of mourning and things like that. I still, for one, like, I don't like to get too attached to things. I don't want to have a day of mourning. I don't think we should have a day of mourning. I know we have things that happen in life that's not pleasurable to us. It may make us sad, but I think ideally we're supposed to try to uprise and move on from those things. Ideally. I know we're human and sometimes it's hard, but I don't want to have a day of mourning, and I'm only speaking for myself. I think things that happen in life that's unpleasurable, I think we're supposed to try to, well, I shouldn't say, I don't want to put it off for everybody, but for myself, I would like to move past it because I don't want to have any days of mourning in my life. I want to be happy every day that I can. So I don't want to be too attached to things, and I don't want to be attached and get too entangled with holidays and thinking that they mean so much that it's going to stop me from going to my family's house and eating a plate of food. Now, if it's within my mentality that I'm saying I'm doing this for Thanksgiving, I'm celebrating Thanksgiving, I'm with it, and with all the traditions that come with it, that if I'm supporting that, then I understand what you guys are saying. But if I'm not supporting what Thanksgiving stands for, I'm not going, why would I let that bother, why would I let that interfere with my way of life when I know I ain't studying Thanksgiving, I ain't read no Thanksgiving book, nothing. So why would I let that interfere with me being able to go spend time with my family when that's all I'm doing, when you working all the time anyway? So if I have an opportunity to spend time with my family, as long as it's not within my mentality that I'm head over heels about Thanksgiving and I'm actually doing this to support, I don't like to get tangled down with things like that. I don't like restrictions. I'm a free spirited person and I just don't like restrictions like that. I know sometimes we have to stand for things, but I don't see nothing wrong with if it's within my mentality. Say, I'm gonna go to my family house and get a plate. I don't know nothing about Thanksgiving. I don't know nothing about no pilgrims. And it's just not within me. And even if I knew about it, I don't want to get too entangled with all of that stuff. You know, and I definitely don't want to have a day of mourning for something that happened years before I was even born. I think we should have, happy days, you know. And that's just,
Father,
you know,
would you like to respond to that? Would you like to respond to that,
Carl? Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just like to say, out of respect to the Native American Indians, that's what I'm talking about, is a day of mourning for them. Because, you know, if you go and ask some of them, they're going to look at you crazy. If you ask them, you know, are you celebrating Thanksgiving or happy Thanksgiving to them? Because there's no history of it. But where we at, we're so stuck on vibration. Well, we learn and understand the history of what happened to them, but we continue to celebrate these holidays that we may not say.
You're breaking up, Carl.
We're spending our money and taking that time out. Still breaking up.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm just saying, when we put our money towards that, we actually supporting the system, you know, that's putting that out there, you know. But the Native Americans, you know, they're not pleased with it as a nation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But we ain't got no feast for, like, they won't let you feast for nothing like the Holocaust or nothing like that.
Yeah.
But they'll throw that in your face about Thanksgiving.
How would you handle that, love? Let's say, you know, if you was around a group of Native Americans, would you word that to them like that, like exactly that way, that y'all shouldn't have a day of mourning? Or how would you handle this with a group of Native Americans, is basically what I'm asking.
First off, I don't like to tell nobody what they should and shouldn't do. So I think it would be out of line for me to tell them that they shouldn't. For me, I wouldn't want to. I definitely don't want to plan to have a day of mourning. Like I said, we're human, and I understand we have things that happen that may affect our emotion and our spirit. But I don't want to plan on having a day of mourning. I want to plan on, if I'm going to plan on anything, it's going to be a happy day. You know, so like I said, I know we experience things in life that may be unpleasurable to our spirit and our emotions, but I don't think those are things we want to hold on to. You know, we have to find ways to overcome those things. So I wouldn't necessarily tell them, I think I would have a line to tell them that they shouldn't do something or should do something. But for me, I don't want to have a damn morning. And let me say something else really fast, because we do know Thanksgiving is not every celebrated all around the world. So what do you guys say about if just like in a place where they don't celebrate Thanksgiving, but on the day of the quote-unquote Thanksgiving, they just so happen to pick up a turkey because they just had a taste for a turkey on that day. Do you think, do you think that they're out of line, or do you think that they're being disrespectful to the natives? I mean, like, how do you view somebody that's just getting a turkey because they just want to dog on a turkey, but it's not in their mentality to celebrate Thanksgiving? But, yeah, they may have turkey and dressing on the table that day. How do you guys feel about that?
Hey, Brother Kev, let me hear what you think about that real quick.
Wait, say that one more time. I thought she was asking y'all.
Go ahead, caller. Let the caller respond. He'll pick on after that.
I just said that would be fine, you know, for them, because they're not under the vibration of what we are under over here in America. You know what I'm saying? The reason Thanksgiving got instituted, it was over here in America. And the main reason it was instituted because, you know, the killing of the Native American Indians. You know, that's documented and can be looked up. So somebody overseas doing it or whatever and they're not celebrating Thanksgiving, that's fine. But the vibration that they have us under is celebrating this day of Thanksgiving for a reason. And like you said, they might have a turkey on this day. But look, we can have a turkey last week, 2 months ago. It could be the same difference. But we get a turkey on this day of vibration that they have set up.
Okay, so you guys have these strong opinions about it, which is fine. I'm okay with it. But why? I don't understand why you guys don't go to work on that day.
Don't go to work? Well, actually, I do work on that day. But my job, the system where I work, they do have off days, Thursday and Friday, that we are off. But me, on my side business, 9 times out of 10, I'll be working.
Yeah.
But I can't force them to keep the job open.
Right.
You know,
I work on myself that day. I work on myself that day, self-work. I work on my
mental. But is your job open?
Can you go and clock in? I can't. My job is straight up closed. And see, that's another thing. See, like the caller was saying, that's because it's the system. So of course they're gonna shut it down because they partake and they love the slaughtering of Native
American. Yeah, right. I mean, we all on the same page on that, I know, because that's one thing I was saying too, that unfortunately by default, because of the system and the society that we're in, by default we all get affected by it in some way, whether we agree with the practice of it or whether we support what the traditional Thanksgiving is or not, we still in some way still get affected by it, even if it's just the fact that our jobs are closed and we off. You know, you off for Thanksgiving, whether you like it or not, because if it wasn't for Thanksgiving,
right, that's why you off.
Right, you off for Thanksgiving.
But I don't choose to support it.
But exactly.
Yeah, it's two ways you look at that. It's two ways you look at that.
And that's my point. You still off for Thanksgiving, but your mind and your mentality don't support Thanksgiving. And that's all I'm saying. If your mind and your mentality don't support Thanksgiving, what difference do it make if you go over your mother's house and get a plate? Versus you still being, you off for Thanksgiving anyway, too. You still done that by force. You know, if your mind and you're not supporting what Thanksgiving is, because that's what, and that's what I'm saying for myself. And I'm not trying to, you know, persuade you guys to change at all, not at all. So I'll be clear on that, too. But I'm just saying that I don't support not just Thanksgiving, just with all holidays across the board for me. I don't get entangled in them. They don't mm-hmm. hold a lot of weight to me. They don't mean much to me. So I don't get entangled in them. So for me, holidays come around, my mom cooks, I go over there and get a plate. But it's not because I'm supporting Thanksgiving, because I don't. I don't support what Thanksgiving is about.
I understand what you're saying. Yeah. I understand what you're saying. I'm totally in agreement with what you're saying. You know, I understand you. Like, that's why I was saying earlier that you don't celebrate Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying? You just going to get you a plate. I understand that. So, you know, I agree with that if that's what you choose to do. But I know some just take it a step further, you know, where they, like the caller said, you know, he looking at it as, you know, a day of mourning. And even like you say, you forced to take off that day, but he has a choice in if he's going to eat a Thanksgiving dinner or not. Or, you know, they got a turkey and dressing and stuff like that. So, you know, you got a choice to go further. You know what I'm saying? So I don't look at what you're doing yourself as you just, like you say, you just going to your mother's house to get a plate. That's cool. You know what I'm saying? Because you already said you're not going because it's Thanksgiving.
Right, I'm not.
You know, so basically, you don't celebrate Thanksgiving.
You know,
Go ahead.
Hey,
I don't think nobody on the phone do. When you celebrating something, that's a whole other situation. And that's not what I'm doing.
Right.
If anything, I'm just going to accuse of celebrating the food, you know, some good food.
Right.
But like I said, that can be any time for me. If my mom chooses not to cook for Thanksgiving, I'm not going to be sour. You know, I'm fine with that.
Exactly. Right.
Well,
but
some of us
only
do.
Me,
go ahead, Carl.
Yeah, I'm fine with that, too. My only big point is this, to raise people. The only, the two facts of the matter is, cook on Sunday, Wednesday, Tuesday, Saturday, whatever. We're known for cooking on Sundays. Big lunches, meals after church. Big deal.
Unfortunately,
we're getting an echo. It's hard to hear you, Carla.
Can you hear me
now?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Yeah, you still sound far away, but we hear you.
The only reason we're doing anything on Thursday is because we're under the vibration of Thanksgiving. That's the only reason people cooking is Thursday. And that's the only point I'm really, really trying to drive home. On any other day.
No, he broke up again. But I hear what he's saying, though. He's saying we're under the vibration of doing it on that day. If everybody was awake and realized what that day is, I think we would choose not to even cook on that day show of, you know, bucking the system. You know, if we truly was to come together and understand what that day is, we really would just say, you know, we ain't even going to cook. Even mama would probably say, well, y'all, I ain't cooking on that day. I'm going to cook Saturday. I'm going to cook Sunday. We can have us family day. You know, if we really get strong in our beliefs, like we saying on here, we ain't celebrating it. But we are not going against it is also, you know what I'm saying? We almost are putting by default in a sense. But if we ever get to the point where we straight up truly take in what that day, that particular day is all about, we probably won't even be cooking on that day.
Right, but then if we did that, we wouldn't be celebrating no holidays.
There you go.
right. We wouldn't be celebrating no European holidays. So
yes,
and I'm with y'all. I'm on that page too. But we got to think it's only everybody's not on that page. And then I'm not, you know, in a position to be telling my mama you shouldn't cook because of such and such. You know what I mean? Like, that's just not my place. to do that. You know,
well,
I could say Mason with her or whatever. But no.
I'm gonna lie. I don't have no problem with cooking. I don't think I don't think nothing wrong with cooking. To me, don't mean that you're celebrating something. I don't look at cooking as you only cooking to celebrate something. You only just cook to celebrate. So I'm not. I wouldn't personally tell my mom to not cook on Thanksgiving or no holiday because I don't give it that much weight. I don't say that you only can cook if you celebrate something just because you just so happen to be doing it on a quote unquote holiday that's being celebrated around us. I just don't look at it that way. I don't think nothing wrong with cooking. Now, if you have and it's all about a mentality, because if you have a choice and you decide that I want to have a fast on this day, then that's your mentality at that time, and that's fine, which to me don't have nothing to do with a holiday unless you, in your mind, you doing it for that purpose. But other than that, you know, I don't see nothing wrong with cooking. To me don't mean you just celebrating. So I don't give it that much. I don't look at it that way. So I wouldn't even be the one to try to encourage nobody
cooking
not to
turkey.
Cook, because I still think it's a mentality.
Cooking turkey.
People cook turkeys not just on Thanksgiving.
When your mother invites you over, does she call it Thanksgiving dinner, or does she just say, "I'm cooking dinner"?
No, I'm cooking Thanksgiving. But what I'm talking about?
Say it again. You broke up.
My mom is cooking for Thanksgiving, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm just saying.
You say she,
in general.
Y'all hear her? It's breaking up on my end. Could y'all hear what she said?
I was saying that my mom is cooking for Thanksgiving, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying, in general, if I was responding to someone saying that, you know, maybe at some point we might or would get, if we had, I guess, knowledge or a little bit more understanding, that we would get to the point of not cooking. I'm saying
not
that
cooking
I
for
don't,
Thanksgiving. Not let me clear
not
that
cooking
up.
For
not
Thanksgiving.
Saying not cooking,
right, not,
but not cooking for Thanksgiving. Like you say, she's saying she already letting you know she's cooking for Thanksgiving. So that let me clarify that up. That's what I mean to say. You wouldn't cook for Thanksgiving. Now, I mean, of course you're going to cook because you got to eat. But you ain't going to say, "Hey, y'all, I'm cooking for Thanksgiving. Come on through."
Right. Okay. Yeah. I mean, right. Cooking for Thanksgiving. Right. And I just think that part of it is just a little bit by default too. Because really, if we was to have my mom on the line, she'll agree with what we're saying too. She don't necessarily just celebrate either. It's just unfortunately sometimes that, and I know there's been plenty of times when I know Mufasa and myself have had conversations about words and how I said that. I feel like words be a lot of times confusing and things like that, and sometimes we just use words candidly and just because these are just words that we just use, you know. So I think it's for her, and probably a lot of people that we'd be surprised of, she just used that word just because it's a word to be used at this time. But if we were to really get down and have her break it down to us, I don't think she would be cooking because she supports Thanksgiving either. It is a term that she used, and it's unfortunate, but I think she's just using it just candidly because it's just a word that's being used at this time, you know, around that time of the year as a description thing, not so much because she's supporting Thanksgiving. I think she would actually feel like us if we was to have her on the phone and break it down.
So let me ask you this, Lola, say, and Brother Kev, because, you know, I hear what you're saying right there. So I'm saying, if you was to teach your mother exactly what we're talking about right now about Thanksgiving and you say she would agree with it, maybe y'all could persuade her to cook on a different day and say this is family get-together dinner or something. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's what I was saying
earlier.
What y'all
think?
I don't think it's necessary because I say she can cook on Thanksgiving and she can cook Friday and Saturday too if she wants to, and I'll be there all 3 days.
I don't look at it. I'm not tying it. I'm not tying her meal down to the support of Thanksgiving and what it means. I'm not tying it.
Even though she's saying it's Thanksgiving dinner.
Right. Even though she's saying that, because I know, like I just got done explaining, I know that she's just using that word as a descriptive word. She don't support. Just like we've been saying, she's not in support of the idea of Thanksgiving and what it represents and all that. It's more so for her. So with the holidays, my mom is a lot like what I was describing too. Yeah, by default, she do indulge in some things about it when it comes to cooking, because she cooks. You know, but outside of the cooking part, any other thing that kind of goes along with holidays, she's not that entangled with it, you know. And I know how my mom feels. I've heard her speak about it many years. She's not entangled with all the holiday traditions like that. She just cooks because she likes to cook, first off, and it's an opportunity to cook. Just because everybody's off, the society, like we have already mentioned, by default, society kind of put everybody in a situation where things are closed, and so you people off work, school closed, things like that. So you just get together, you know. So society definitely put that is an issue being talked about over the phone. Everybody that just by default, you know, the society that we are in, kind of, you know, we kind of get affected in that way. From, you know, by all the holidays and stuff like that. But my mom is not that entangled with that.
Well, let me pose this question to all y'all, callers as well. Do each one of y'all feel that if we were to, as a whole, to not eat or say we're going to eat on that particular day, if as a whole, we changed and we did start coming together for family day on a different day. And when it came to the actual Thanksgiving holiday, we just cooked our normal meals. We didn't congregate. We didn't come together, none of that. We just got together on another day. Do y'all think that spiritually, as a whole, we could benefit from that?
Spiritually?
Who want to go first? Yeah, spiritually.
Race people as a whole?
Yes.
I mean, you know that because you're not spending money like that.
Hold on, say it again.
I mean, it'll have a great effect because you won't be spending money, you know, like that on that day.
Mm-hmm. Brother Kev, what you think?
Yeah, I mean, just off the top of the head, yeah, I think it'll benefit us spiritually, because it'll show that, you know, collectively we're in a different space as far as understanding the understanding the history and the origin behind these so called holidays. You know. Mm-hmm. So I think that'll be, you know, yeah, it'll help us spiritually, because then we'll probably start to come up with our own holidays and do our own type of spiritual things. Which I say most of them do evolve around, like celestial things and different seasons and times of the year. So maybe we could come up with our own, you know, different holidays and things that went on in history or whatever. So yeah, I think it'll help us out spiritually, you know.
What you think, Lola Shay?
Yeah, I think listening to how, the calendars put it, yeah, I can see that, because I do believe that if you can get people, if you can get two people to agree and come together, that's good energy. So let alone a whole group of people to come. So I can see how that could have a spiritual effect. On if a group of people decided to do something, yeah, I can see that. Originally, I wasn't following it until how I heard how Brother Kevin broke it down, and I do agree that, yeah, in that sense, I think that will be a spiritual benefit. because it shows, you know, like divided we stand, united we fall. I mean, you know, united we stand, divided we fall. You know,
mm-hmm.
That's a spiritual type thing. So yeah.
Raquel brought up a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Raquel, when you're ready, I can show you some feast days that you can keep.
You say you can show me some what?
I said I can show you some feast days that you can keep then.
Some feast days.
Oh,
that'd be beneficial.
Okay.
Because on the
real
Thanksgiving, because like I was saying, the Thanksgiving holiday, spiritually, I feel it's not beneficial for us. You know what I'm saying? Just because of what that day was, what it entails. So, yeah, I could see a spiritual benefit if we was to come together and do something on a totally different day as well. You know, and even just not get sucked into the doing it by default. You know, if we all came together and said, look, we're not even going to partake in that, none whatsoever. We're going to do something on a different day. So I can see the spiritual benefits in it as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Every holiday, holidays and things like that are good for, like your culture and your society. If we had total control, when I say we, if black people had control over their society, you know, we would have our own holidays, and holidays are good. You know, to maintain some type of structure is good for the society, the families, is good for the kids in certain aspects. There's different things and, you know, rites of passage that different societies and cultures have. So holidays are important. I just think the problem we're running in is we're celebrating European domination. Yeah, we celebrate hedonism,
right.
European domination, genocide, perverted sexuality, like all these things are incorporated into their holidays, and
right.
We stuck in a position to where we in America, and so we up under, you know, that rule, and that's what, you know, a lot of us have adopted to celebrate. So,
right.
And that's what becoming the problem. But even though, like Love Lachey, a lot of us are not, like Love Lachey said, a lot of us don't even be thinking about the different aspects of the holiday. You know, like Thanksgiving, like most black people not really thinking about what happened to the Native Americans and how they was, you know, basically wiped out and all that type of stuff. Most people just trying to, even if they have that little knowledge of history, most people just, you know, cooking and trying to get with the family. They calling it Thanksgiving out of ignorance.
I think that's a discipline thing. Yeah, that's a discipline thing. I think that's something that if we really disciplined ourselves, we could change.
Right.
Yeah, I agree. But that's going to take a lot because, like I said,
a lot
of people are.
Yeah, and it also because it would be beneficial to us to become disciplined to do it. You know, not just doing
right.
it just to be doing it, but it would benefit us. You know,
that is true.
To do that. And that was going to lead
me
to my next question for y'all is, we know a lot of people that straight up will tell you, yes, we celebrate Thanksgiving. You know, and we, like y'all was touched on, a lot of Europeans do that. So
right. For
the ones who straight up tell you flat out, we celebrate Thanksgiving, okay, knowing what we know about that so-called holiday, why do y'all think that they still celebrate it? Why? And now when I'm saying, I'm talking about celebrate, not just how we talking about we just happen to be there by default. I'm talking about people that straight up celebrate decorations, Happy Thanksgiving, banisters, all that. Why do y'all think people still do that, knowing that it hurt a whole nation of people?
I mean, I don't know. I could only, you know, speculate. You know, as far as a European person or a quote-unquote white person celebrating Thanksgiving, I think, you know, I just think that, they celebrating their, they manifest destiny. They celebrating their, conquering of a people, conquering of a nation, genocide.
Right.
You know, they celebrating all that. Yeah, they know the history, so that's what they're celebrating because they feel like if it wasn't for what they had to do as far as killing the Native Americans, then they wouldn't exist. So they look at it as something like, you know, I guess it was kind of necessary for them to expand and explore all these different territories at the time. You know what I'm saying? So they looking at it as a win. A lot of, you know, I'm just speaking in general, but, you know, a lot of them look at it as a win as far as them conquering the Native Americans. Now, if you black and you all into the turkey and understand, I can't really understand what you're doing except you just assimilating to the culture. You know what I mean? You just adopting your, you know, your conqueror's way of life, basically. You know what I'm saying? Or if you're black and you're doing it, that's the only thing I can see. You just accepting and adopting that way of life. That's if you knowing the full history and you just going all out buying turkeys and muskets and all this other stuff, dressing up like a pilgrim. You just going too far then. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You're going too far,
you know,
but
people
you know.
Be out there doing it. You want to say some more on that, Carl? Why do you feel they do that?
I'll just laugh about it.
when you see European people and you know, black, anybody, I'm not going to just exclude. I'm going to say everybody. When you see people that's wearing these the pilgrim costumes and got all the Happy Thanksgiving banners. Y'all know what I'm saying. There you go, banners up. When you see people going all out celebrating Thanksgiving, and do you feel that they ain't did their research on what the holiday is all about, or do you feel like they know and they really celebrating conquering their race of people?
Right. I believe as far as the European majority of them know, but when you see another nation do it like us, I don't really think they understand it. I believe they understand that history.
Right. Yeah, I don't think we understand, and, you know, I don't think a lot of us are even tripping off of it, for real, which, I think history is important, and we should be up on, you know, on some type of understanding of the past, but I just don't think a lot of our people are really concerned about that, you know.
Right.
That's not high on the list as far as priorities. Right. And so, you know, now, we just go along and celebrate these days, you know.
Right. Now, one plug in. Now, even though I don't celebrate no holiday, now we do celebrate things. We do celebrate holy days. Like one day we caught coming up is the Feast of Dedication, which they also
call Now, when you say Hanukkah. When you say we, just to, so the listeners know, when you say we, who are you talking about?
I'm talking about my assembly, you know, people in the church assembly that I, you know, study with. And that's under understanding of what the holy days are, which are feast days.
Okay.
Gotcha. Okay.
There's about 9 of them throughout the year, somewhere around 7 or 9 of them.
Mm-hmm. And what are those days about?
It's a whole breakdown of, like, the Feast of Dedication is the history of rededicating the temple back to the Messiah. You know, it was actually a guerrilla warfare. You know, they had our people had to take over the temple by destroying the Greeks. You know, you can find that in the Apocrypha. You know, then we had other day, like First Fruits, Passover, Feast of Unleavened Bread, Sukkot, you know, Purim.
Now, is this something that all people, now you don't call it a holiday, you call it a celebration, correct?
No, we call it a holy day.
A holy day. Okay, is this something that all people can? Is this something that all people can partake in?
Yeah, when they come under understanding, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Indeed. Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah,
So let me ask you this, because I know we're getting close to the. Sorry, we got 10 minutes left. But I do want to ask Love Lachey this question. She probably going to, I know she's going to trip when I ask it. You still there, Love Lachey?
Yes, I'm here.
You know, it wouldn't be right if I just didn't ask you something off the wall. So if you went to your mother's house, right, and she said, y'all, this is Thanksgiving, and the theme is we all dressing up in costumes and pilgrims. The men got to be pilgrims, and the women got to be turkeys. Would you partake in dressing out?
Okay, well, first off, my mom definitely not would not do that. But second off, wait a minute, just let me start over. I want to say that again. I know my mom would definitely not do that. And second of all, I know I would definitely not do that. This is my personality. You know, in fact, we just had a girls trip last week, and they had a thing wearing like Christmas color pajamas. They didn't have to be Christmas pajamas, but that was a thing, pajamas. I didn't do that, and I didn't even, and this is not my personality. I just don't get. I'm not in a gang. I just don't get attached. I don't get tangled.
You don't get attached. None of that stuff.
No, I'm not. I just. It's not my personality, and it's nothing against nobody that do it. I'm just happy being me. That's it.
I heard that.
I'm just happy being me.
So what is that? So is there anything like a celebration or is it a holiday? Is there anything that you yourself that you do big up?
As far as a holiday?
Well, I mean, if it's a holiday, a celebration, a special day for you, is there any type of special day that you do, you know what I'm saying, partake in?
A special day.
He got feast days. Like, you know what I'm saying? I heard the caller say he got some, like, for you yourself, you got anything that's just, like, okay, this is a special day for me?
No, each day is different for me, and I try to outdo every day. So I try to have every day special. Like I say, you know, life is life. You know, I'm not exempt from it just because I'm saying these things. You know, but ideally, you know, I just try to live every day and just be have a happy day every day. You know, that's just how it is. And the reason that I take that approach is because how life is. You never know. You talking about you're gonna celebrate this and celebrate that. Something tragic can happen and just ruin your whole plans. It's just like, I just like to have good days. I just try to have good days every day. Every day is special. I try to look at every day as special. Some days, even with birthdays and stuff, I would have considered that, but even that, you know, even with birthdays, you know, I just try not to even put too much weight on those. You know, it's just like, hey, just let every day be a special day. You know, as if you can.
I respect it. What about you, Brother Kale?
Repeat the question.
Is it you know, like you heard the caller say he got special, you know, feast days that he partakes in. You heard Lola say done for her, every day for her is a special day. Do you yourself, is there any so-called holiday or celebration or any special day that you do, you know what I'm saying, partake in, that you do try to, you know, put into?
Right. Not nothing specific. I'm kind of with Love Lachey. Every day is a special day. You dig what I'm saying? I try to live it like that, you know, so not really like, every day is good. You know, I do have young kids, so I do try to, you know, celebrate their birthdays or their special achievements or little moments that they have in school or whatever. But other than that, no, every day You know, I try to make it a good day. You know, everything ebbs and flows, and you know, so yeah, no specific day for me. I just leave it at that because I know we're short on time, so I just leave it. No specific days for me. You know, every day is a special day.
Yeah, that's what's
up.
Yeah,
and then, you know,
with me, I do.
He made a good point, so I just want to add something really, really fast. I like the achievements and things like that. I think those types of things are deserving to have a little bit of celebration, you know, go to dinner, a special dinner, those types of things. So when he said that, I agree with that, those types of things.
Okay. Yeah, I try myself. I do the birthdays or the slash Earth days. You know, I try to put a little emphasis on that. And I'll say outside of that, for me, Kwanzaa, I do celebrate Kwanzaa. You know what I'm saying? That's one that I've been partaking in for the past couple of years. And I probably would get more into that myself. It's because, you know, what it's about and what it was created for. So, like I said, Kwanzaa is one for me. But outside of that, no, I agree with what y'all are saying, especially what you were saying that Love said about making every day a special day, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I'm with that. So, yeah, well, all right, y'all. Well, it's been another good deal. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate the caller for calling. Caller, you got any last words before we sign out? You got anything you wanna tell us or share with us before you go?
Peace and love.
And that's what's up, brother.
Peace and love.
We appreciate you chiming in with us.
Yes, sir.
Oh, love to say. You got any final words, Love to say, Brother Kale, before we sign out?
Nah, just peace to the family. Thank you, everybody, for the support. Collective Mind is Brother Kale. Peace.
That's what's up. What about you, Love to say?
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. All the callers and listeners. I encourage you guys to keep supporting us. Remember, we do this out of love and actually to help. Our goal is to try to help unite and try to bring just about a different clarity, a different way to see things. We don't necessarily want to change anybody's mind about nothing. We do like to have open dialogue just to get other people's opinions and bring in other viewpoints in case we're missing something or somebody else may be missing something. So we just like to encourage people, call in, no answer, question, stupid. You know, we just like to have different views.
That's what's up. All right, that's what's up. Well, I'll add this in, y'all. For Thanksgiving go, we've all been said why we do, why we don't. But I do want to challenge everybody out there to, if it's a particular, and it's just for mankind, if it is a particular holiday that is celebrating the downfall, the slaying of another group of people, I feel personally that's something that we should get rid of. No matter what color, creed, or whatever you are, if it's a holiday that is celebrating the detriment of another group of people, I just think spiritually that's something that we should get rid of. Because we can't benefit from that as a whole. You know what I mean? So I'll leave it at that. I won't go too far into it. But other than that, hey, appreciate y'all calling in. Appreciate y'all listening in to Collective Minds Radio. Check us again next Sunday, 6 o'clock to 7:30. Matter of fact, catch us every Sunday, 6 to 7:30, Collective Minds Radio. And still working on a YouTube channel, so hopefully that'll be coming soon. Maybe we can get that popping for 2018. So it's been real, y'all. It is what it is. We'll catch y'all next Sunday. Join in again.
DJ for this opportunity. She talk about something that means so much to me. It's a shame and a pity so many don't understand how much sacrifice it took so